One more little point on rain harvesting. Previously, it's always been pushed as you'll get a return on investment from your water bill.
Yeah.
And that's why it had never caught on in Phoenix, but it did more in Tucson. They get more rain that you can be lot closer to justifying this is a money-saving tool.
Yeah.
Well, if you look past the money-saving and you realize it's a conservation effort, then it becomes more practical. Something I've noticed, one of the reasons I don't think we have a lot is because no one ever installs gutters on their home coming from the builder. And it's just such an expensive upfront cost. It doesn't make a lot. It's okay, Dad, you got $5,000. Are you going to put in gutters or are you going to go rent a houseboat Lake Powell for a week? I mean, that's a pretty hard sell.
Rent a houseboat on Lake Powell
that's
for a week. But you know what? Five grand won't do it. Those big ones, they want $12,000 a week in season. $12,000 a week.
That's another advantage probably to going in September.
Well, I think you do like my sister did, and you just buy a timeshare. You have 1/10 ownership in one unit.
Mm-hmm.
I'm thinking that's speaking of return on investment.
See, he gets easily diverted, Romy. He doesn't really like talking about.
Well, there's a resource on our Heirloom Expo blog called Rain Reserve, and I sent it to Watershed Management. Have you seen this? They have not seen it, but they agreed. It is a obvious product that you see and you go, "Doh!" If you have gutters, this is a great retrofit that you can start rain harvesting for a couple $100 instead.
What's it
of
called?
Having to, Rain Reserve.
Oh, okay.
Rainreserve.com. So there you, that's one of the resources you can find there. I know you've got a little promotion for a great charity event coming up, but Johnny wanted to talk about what they did. We were talking about the Black-Footed Ferret. With the
that fishing game,
with the fishing
the,
game,
the session that Fishing Game did up at
well,
Ash
that
Fort.
Conversation,
yeah,
prompted a little adventure he wanted to share with his grandkids.
Awesome, awesome.
I don't know how to bring him up on air from in here.
Oh,
hello.
Okay, hey.
Listen, this is Johnny. First of all, I want to thank you guys. Last time we were online, we won one of your contests to go see the Diamondbacks play the Dodgers, and that was a fantastic game.
Hey,
12-0 in the top of the eighth. And had a great time with that. Thank you very much.
All right.
But listen, also, from the station, we got the Black-Footed Ferret. Black-Footed Ferret was going extinct in 76, so nationwide they started looking for them. They got them from, I think, Wyoming and brought them out here, and they've got a colony started. But the Arizona Fish and Game Service has got a wonderful program up there. If you're looking for an adventure, something that's totally unique and off the charts for kids and adults both, we had a ball up there going around the fields with our big shiny flashlights looking for little diamonds out in the field. And that's when those ferrets poke their heads up and they're staring at you. And that weekend, they caught 125 black-footed ferrets, some of which had already been caught, but they're looking for the babies that are being born in the wild out there to show the program is really working. We had a ball. Great people, great time. Totally recommend it. They're going another one in October.
They are.
So anybody that has never experienced something like that, it was wonderful. We were a little bit concerned about walking around in the field up there for the snakes and yada, yada. Not a one, no problems at all. It was just a magnificent experience. I really appreciate those people who did a great job.
Well, Johnny, thanks a million for phoning in and letting us know. We appreciate the feedback. And we actually had Fishing Game on, the woman that steered that whole effort up from Ash Fork. We had on a couple weeks ago, getting people invited up to those events. And you can find out more at azgnf.com, arizonagameandfish.com. Well, we're going to be all over the board here this morning in the 7 o'clock hour like we always are. I want to talk to any of you golfers that are up this morning. Okay, now, I am not a golfer. I have a set of clubs. I bet you those clubs haven't been up and down more than 9 holes their whole life.
There's only so many hobbies a person can do, so yeah, that didn't
And that one takes time. That one takes a lot of time. But I want 3 of the best golfers who are regular listeners of the show. What I want you to do is I want you to prove to me you're one of the best, because I'm going to be your foursome, okay? So if we have a chance of winning anything, I'm going to need to be with 3 really, really, really good golfers. So if Phil Mickelson's listening this morning on his home in Paradise Valley and he wants to join us, that's fine with me. Y'all, send me copies of your scorecards. I'm looking for the best golfers I can find, and I'm going to treat you to the annual Operation Santa Claus Charity Golf Classic. It's at the Wigwam Golf Resort. It's November 22nd, and it'll benefit all kinds of neighborhood charities. It is the Santa Claus Charity Golf Classic.
Who's it sponsored by?
Well, Sanderson Ford is the primary sponsor. So y'all email us at info@rosieonthehouse.com. Copies of your golf scorecards. Maybe I should have and women as well. Okay. Have your spouse initial it and verify it that it is accurate. There was no winking or cheating or mulligans involved. And I'll host you. And Romy, I think you should put a foursome together as well.
You're an incredible golfer. Right.
He's even better than Rosie.
I drive the cart really good. I guarantee you won't have to take more than 10 steps from the cart to the ball every time. So this is Wigwam. And if I remember right when I saw it, aren't you playing three sets of nine? I mean, you're playing...
No, I don't think so.
I thought it said it plays all three nine-hole courses.
Well, I don't know. If you want to register, go to this. GiveToTheClaws.com, like Santa Claus. GiveToTheClaws.com. It's November 22nd. If you're a good enough golfer and you can prove it to us, we're going to invite you to join a Rosie on the House foursome. Maybe Romeo will put together a foursome, and I'll put together a foursome. So we need... three people each.
And then if my foursome beats Rosie's foursome...
Oh, yeah, watch out.
I'll treat everyone to dinner that night.
All right. Sounds like a winner. All right, we've got a lot more to cover when we get back. We got the Arizona Staycation to cover in the next segment. Y'all stay tuned. It's packed all morning long. Class is not dismissed.
If you're interested, info@rosieonthehouse.com. You can get that email link on the bottom of our website.